This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Good Tuesday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny, July 22nd, 2025. The chairman of the D.C. City Council, Phil Mendelson, joins us at 3 o'clock. We'll get a stadium vote update. And at 5 o'clock, you will hear Adam Peters, Dan Quinn's press conference from out in Ashburn today. Danny, we are 17 days away from a preseason football game. A football game going to be played in 2.5 weeks. Let's do this thing.
This is the last week, the final week, Grant and everybody else, where we will not have a football game on television until the middle of February. Last time, we go through this week, it's dry, there's nothing, no football game on TV. Even though that first football game is barely a football game, cameras will be there, a bunch of guys in uniform, they'll have a football on the field, referees will be spotting the ball, penalties will be called or not, a game will happen. This is the last week until the middle of February where there's no football game on television.
So I want to get to the Peters Quinn press conference with you to kick off training camp, to kick off the penultimate week, it sounds like, before fun again. But first, I got to tell you guys a slightly embarrassing story.
Here we go.
Not terrible, but just one of those you want to have back. So I'm in the Navy Yard. I am walking toward our building.
Yep.
From down by the ballpark. Okay? I'm kind of in the middle of the sidewalk, and there is a dude zipping toward me quickly on a scooter. Pretty fast, mind you.
Okay.
Fast enough that I kind of do the, oh, whoa, I got to pick a
side. Which way do I go?
He's right. Going to have to go to another side, right? And he's kind of a built gentleman, it looks like. So I kind of get to the very right, because in this country, we walk on the right, we drive on the right, yeah?
Sure, yep.
So I get to the very right of the sidewalk, and this guy is now probably 20 feet away on the scooter, but he is hauling. He is booking it right toward the ballpark. And I look up, and sure enough, as he gets closer, it becomes very obvious. It's Gerardo Parra, the baby shark. Parra, on a scooter, or one of these things, like just in the Navy Yard,
right.
Probably hanging out, now going to the ballpark for work today. He's a base coach.
Sure.
Going to coach first base, and probably a guy or two is going to get picked
supervise
off.
Supervise someone getting picked off.
He'll be out there if someone gets caught trying to steal a base, right? But as he's coming closer, in my mind, I go, what's Gerardo Parra? I got to say hello. But it all happened very quickly. And instead of saying, hello, Gerardo, or GP, that's his initials. I'm GP, he's GP.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah.
GP or something like that. Here's what I do instead. I look at Gerardo Parra, who's looking at me, and I go like this. What's up, baby?
Ooh.
And I go like this. And I do the shark chomp.
No.
That's what I did.
No.
Yeah. Again, happened very fast. One of those that you'd like to have back. But in this exact tone. Ready? Be Gerardo Parra. Just kind of stand up and like walk.
Okay, ready? Here we go.
This is exactly what I did. I go, what's up, baby? And chomp like a shark.
Oh, no.
Now, he may have enjoyed it. I'll never know. He was going very fast, and this was the face he made.
Yeah.
You couldn't see, but just so you know, if you're not watching on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube, it was kind of like a, that's a weird thing for a grown man to do to me.
Seriously?
Oh, no.
I think Ryan's off the hook for all the pointing he does at all the attractive girls all the time. You know how sometimes there's a female around and Clary notices her, and he's got either some weird backstory where he knows their cousin and he played baseball with them, or he met them at Whitlow's one time, or he, you know, was supposed to call them back and didn't, and he just starts doing this a bunch, and we make fun of him for it?
Right.
That, not quite as embarrassing.
We have a new leader in the clubhouse.
I literally said, and I pride myself on these situations. I feel like generally I'm okay.
I would say in general you do a really good job. Better than me.
I don't know what happened, but what's up, baby?
Then this.
But you can't forget.
What's up, baby? Who are you?
Do I go baby shark? Do I go like this little like
you
cousin
hit a,
shark?
You hit a double or triple?
I went giant like chomp shark.
That's tough. I think that gets me off the hook.
I think
that
now,
gets me.
You'll be back on the hook soon enough.
Grant's hearing his anthem. No. You're up on the podium too, buddy.
No. It's funny that you mentioned the pointing thing because I saw that person this past weekend and I just ignored that person. Did not say anything, did not point, but I thought I kind of got myself off the hook there.
Feels like growth.
Feels like growth.
You didn't just do this at
for like 10 minutes.
From before, we've been sitting here for 20 minutes.
We've both been here for an hour and made eye contact three times, but now I'm going to act like I didn't know you were here.
I just noticed you. Here's a turbo point.
And also the, what's up, baby?
Yeah, I don't want to gloss over that part.
I don't know which one's worse.
First of all, what voice is that?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
It was like a casual, cool guy. I don't know.
You sound like a guy that used to work here. Remember our guy Bear, who would say, "What's up, baby?" That. Like you're doing. That's not who you are.
Also, baby. I think there's a baby shark. I'm pretty sure that's why I said baby.
I think it's why you did too.
Because I was gonna say baby shark, but he's not baby shark. So then I stopped myself.
Yeah.
He's like para shark.
So the only thing I can think of is let's say I'm on Half Street. For some reason, Lynyrd Skynyrd is walking towards me, and I'm like, "What's up, bird?" Like free bird. It'd be that cringeworthy. And I started making
a kind of condor move. To do over again, I would just say, GP, what's good? Or hey, Gerardo, how are you? But it's got to be quick.
But he's going so fast.
Yeah, that's the thing. Here's what I wouldn't do.
Okay.
What's up, baby?
Yeah.
Also, I would do this little shark right here. I'd be like, I might go par shark and just do this.
That's not terrible. That's not great.
I think that's, no. But you got, he's
it's
got
better
to
than that. Yeah.
He was the par shark in 2019. Yeah. He'll be the par shark forever.
Yeah, you do the gesture. It's following you around. Did it ever occur to you to just let it pass because it was all too hurried?
No, well, maybe, but it didn't cross my mind. I was too excited.
But if you're,
it's like seeing a celebrity in the wild. I just saw Gerardo Parra just coming right at me on a scooter.
Yeah,
I'm going to say something.
So if he was walking and you had time to compose yourself, I think you could have been like, "Hey, Gerardo, what's up? Grant Paulson and I used to cover the team."
If he was walking, it would have been a Gerardo, how are you? I don't know if you remember. And there's a quick, but whether we'll shake hands, he might keep it moving or he stops. But it was the scooter complicated everything. Because he was going, I would say, 10, 15 miles
zipping,
an hour.
Yeah.
He was hauling it. And so I didn't have enough time. He wasn't interested in what I was saying. So I just said, "What's up, baby?" In that exact way.
That's tough.
And I wish I didn't.
I mean, that's really tough.
Anyway, so that's how we'll start the program.
What's up, baby?
Phil Mendelson coming up at 50 minutes. You won't start the interview by going, "What's up, baby? What's up, council member?"
"What's up, chair?"
Chair is
good. I tell you this. If you say, "What's up, baby," to start the interview with Phil Mendelson, I'll Venmo you $1.
I would need a lot more than that.
"What's up, baby?"
I'll do it for... what will I do it for? I'll do it for $200. I'll bring him on and I'll say, "Councilmember Mendelson, what's up, baby? How are you?"
For 200 bucks?
200 cash dollars from you only.
Oh, I was going to say, we could take a little...
No, we can't do that. Are you willing to do it?
No, yeah. I'm too cheap.
I knew whatever number I said that was more than five, you wouldn't have done.
Yeah, I think I could convince myself to do six upon delivery, but that's enough. The rest of that, I got
to
keep that.
Busy day for your guy. Went out to Ashburn for the Peters press conference, Dan Quinn alongside. Got Nats post game tonight, so it's a lot of time away from home.
Big day today.
Let's start with the press conference. Let's start with Adam Peters and Dan Quinn. Kicking off training camp. So there was a lot on Terry McLaurin. I think that's where we've got to begin. This is the first time the team has spoken about McLaurin. So why don't we go right to Peters on how everything plays a part in negotiations with Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, that's always a
probably the tricky part of any negotiation is figuring all that out. And, you know, in terms of understanding the market, understanding our team, understanding, you know, our financial situation and all that. But, you know, I don't think I've been a part of a negotiation where it's been really linear and smooth and everything like that. But I think, you know, understanding where they're at and understanding where we're at and trying to close that gap and come into something is really the kind of all the nuance of it and staying really above board and, you know, negotiating in good faith. All those things come together and that's how you come to a deal. So, as long as it fits in the construct of what you want to do and how you want to build it and what the player would, Terry in this instance, is, you know, comfortable with. So that's what we're working towards and we're having some good conversations and we'll continue to.
That question from David Aldridge was basically what I've talked about a lot on the show, which is you got to do the best deal from a business standpoint. You don't want to overpay this player. You don't want to give a bad contract out. Mm-hmm. Your job as a general manager is quite literally to not give out bad contracts. But sometimes you give out worse contracts than others based on services already rendered by your superstar players that you feel like you have to take care of. Doesn't become the priority, but it is a factor in a negotiation. And that was Peter's answer on why this has gotten so complicated is because they do value and appreciate McLaurin. But it's pretty obvious they just don't think he's worth what McLaurin thinks he's worth. Here were some other rapid-fire answers from Peters on Terry, and then we'll dive into this elbow deep in a moment. Let's just go AP on Terry here. This was Peters on what's going on with McLaurin.
I mean, first, I think, without a doubt, I think everybody in this building values Terry very much. And we knew that coming in, and we knew that even more after spending a year with him. In terms of where we're at, we've had, you know, conversations recently and we'll look to have some more conversations and we're going to do everything we can in order to get a deal done.
The very first thing he said today was we value him very much.
I thought that was strategic.
McLaurin made it very clear, I don't feel valued.
Yeah.
So the first sentence on this from Peters, he crowbars in the world, we value him very much. Not a coincidence.
Correct.
Putting that out there.
Pretty obvious. Because, I mean, again, it's the only picture we've had painted so far, and I understand why the team is not saying anything, and nor should they, in my view. But the bully pulpit, the big public forum has been Terry's, leaks to agents, or leaks from the agent, to the members of the media, etc. The team is bad. The team doesn't value Terry. They're not close. They're not doing this right. So this is the first chance you've got to, quote-unquote, respond, and you do it very diplomatically, very kind, cordial, sort of win them over with kindness as opposed to saying, these guys aren't treating me right. We value you very much. We're big fans of Terry.
The million-dollar question to Adam Peters today that everybody needed to know is he going to show up for training camp or not? And we still don't know. Today's the report date. I would imagine during our show there's going to be a report that drops from some national analyst reporter type who has the info from his agent as to whether or not he's showing up or he isn't. I'm betting he holds in because if you hold out, you got to pay $50,000+. If you hold in, you're not financially as responsible as you would be by holding out because you're there, but you're just not participating. And I think it's just the more team-friendly thing to do. And Terry McLaurin has been a lot of things over the years, nothing more so than team-friendly. I wouldn't have a problem with him holding out because this is just business. But I think he will hold in. But this is what Peters said in his non-answer, so to speak, on whether or not McLaurin's going to report. It was essentially exactly what we predicted he would say yesterday.
Yeah, we haven't spoken about that, but just like with really all of our players, we're expecting everybody to be here today.
And then for both of you, he talked a lot last week about his situation, a lot of frustration. He talked about wanting to feel valued. I'm curious what you guys thought about that, and then Adam, if you can talk about...
So that was John Keim following up, I suppose, but right. The cut that you heard there, Adam Peters on Terry reporting for training camp saying they are working under the assessment that he will be there. But to me, that was just the team speak. This was the messaging they want to put out
this
there.
This is what you have to do, I think.
In fact, they know right now, I almost guarantee it, if he's showing up or he isn't. If he is showing up, they know he's going to hold in, and we'll find that out tomorrow when we're at practice. If he's not, then they know that too, but they're not going to break that news today and create the distraction.
Correct.
They're going to play dumb, so to speak. Hey, we don't know. That's his decision. We'll know tomorrow whether or not he's on the practice field. But he hasn't told us he's not coming here. So in the meantime, we think all of our players are going
to
be here.
So you set the expectation. You set the baseline, which is to say we value him very much. We're big fans of Terry. We want Terry here. We're working on re-signing a deal. But we expect everyone to be here because it's a requirement. This isn't an optional. This isn't a sometimes. This isn't if it's convenient for you. Everyone is required to be there. It sets the stage for their ability to, you know, maybe without criticism or add as much criticism or to dampen the criticism, to be able to find him and to be able to enforce the way the CBA is written to give them a little bit more leverage, right? So you go, we love Terry. We can't wait to have him sign. He's important to us, but we expect him to be here. And if he's not, there are things that are triggered. It's almost like it's out of our control. Like, we hate having to do it, but it's part of the leverage game.
So here is my biggest takeaway from all of the Peter's answers, of which there were six questions and answers in a 25-minute press conference today on McLaurin. My biggest takeaway was that Adam Peters did not say that a deal is close or that he thinks they're going to get something done soon. He gave no indication that something is imminent, and he didn't speak with the certainty that I was listening for. Don't mistake that for him not being optimistic, because he did sell optimism, right? He did suggest that there's a possibility that they'll get something done. He talked about how hard they're going to work to make sure they get a contract in place. But I showed up at that press conference listening to hear if Peters spoke with an inevitability, which is not what I heard. This is what I mean. He could have said, guys, we're going to get this done. This is the business. It's not that fun to know and see and hear how the sausage is made. But eventually, when your breakfast platter comes out, it's going to be delicious. You'll put a little bit of syrup on it. He gave you the optimism. He said, we're going to keep working. He suggested they're going to try as hard as possible. That's very, very different than him specifically saying, don't worry. It's a process. He's going to be a Commander forever. Like, that was not the tone. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that they won't get a deal done at all. They may very well. But it did not sound, in my opinion, like they are close to a deal. Adam Peters didn't suggest that they were closing in on anything, and he didn't even go as far as to say, we want him here, he wants to be here, this is going to happen, this is just the cost of doing business. That really wasn't the tone, which I found was one of the routes he could have driven down. He didn't. He drove down the route of basically not saying a whole lot, but he offered, we're going to keep working at this. Mm-hmm. We've had some conversations. We'll have more. And I don't know if you guys can hear the difference there, but to me, there's a pretty stark difference.
Yeah, I think it's astute by you. To me, the biggest answer that I took away was, and maybe it just depends on how you're approaching this, right? So what lens you're looking through is kind of what you ended up hearing and seeing. But what you just said makes a lot of sense to me. The thing that I heard the most is every negotiation I've been a part of has not been linear. In other words, like, it never looks as bad as it is. It's probably not as good as it is, right? It's all bumpy, and it's ups and downs and good days, bad days. Okay, we agreed to this. And then the next time you talk to the agent, actually, the thing we agreed to, we're not agreed to that anymore. Change it because someone else signed. You never know some of the nuances and ins and outs of it. So it's never linear. It's never, we started on one thing and we moved to the next step, the next step, the next step, and then a contract is signed. It's always, as you said, the sausage is getting made. It's grosser. It's more gritty.
So along those lines, here was some of the optimism that he sold in talking about the urgency to get something done with McLaurin.
Yeah, I think, you know, those were, you know, I wasn't so much directly involved, but I was a part of it. So I understood how it went and, you know, a lot of contract. But I think that's just kind of the nature of our business. You know, you would like to get these things done quicker than longer, but it's not always going to happen that way. So I think for me, just seeing those things secondhand, really not firsthand, but understanding how that went, just understanding that, you know, first of all, we're dealing with a really, in the case of Terry, a really good player and a really good person. So really understanding that and never losing sight of that and making sure that, you know, every conversation we have is very, you know, straightforward, honest, and in good faith, and just keeping that mindset throughout, because there's going to be twists and turns, but just having, you know, that confidence and just understanding that our goal is to get a long-term deal done. And so just keeping focused on that, and, you know, whatever happens, you know, along the way, just understand that he's a great player and we want to keep him here.
General Manager Adam Peters referencing his time in San Francisco when The Bosa holdout ended in September, right before the season, when Trent Williams, Deebo Samuel, now with Washington, and Brandon Ayuk, among others, you know, all had their lengthy negotiations go deep into training camp, and kind of juxtaposing that with what's gone on with Terry McLaurin. At 2:45, by the way, in about 25 minutes, we've actually tracked down audio of the phone call that took place between Donald Trump, the President of the United States, and the owner of the Washington Commanders, Josh Harris. We used an illegal wiretap or something, and also Danny's voice.
Allegedly.
And we have a phone call between those people that you may want to listen to at 2:45. But next, you've heard what Peters had to say as the GM about Terry McLaurin. We also got his first words on Von Miller. We'll get to that next on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Without a doubt, I think everybody in this building values Terry very much. And we knew that coming in, and we knew that even more after spending a year with him. In terms of where we're at, we've had, you know, conversations recently, and we'll look to have some more conversations. And we're going to do everything we can in order to get a deal done.
That's Adam Peters. He spoke today. So did Dan Quinn. frankly, Quinn speaks so much, and he just kind of kicked off camp with a energetic
rah-rah. How fired up are we? Can't wait to knock heads and take names and take heads and hit names and everything in between.
He did have one really good line where he goes, iron's going to sharpen iron on that field during training camp. We got a hell of a lot of iron, thanks to Adam Peters. And I was like, that is a football guy
thing. That's a football guy talking about a football.
Football guy time. Iron sharpens iron, and we got a hell of a lot of iron. I'll see you boys tomorrow. Get your rest. We're going to start hitting. Oklahoma drills at 7 a.m. But Peters had a lot to talk about because he does not talk nearly as often, and because there has been some pretty important things going on.
Surely.
On his phone, in his office. McLaurin not getting a deal yet, and then the Von Miller addition. This is a famous celebrity, all-time Hall of Fame type pass rusher. In fact, he called him one of the greatest pass rushers ever. This was Adam Peters today on the acquisition of Von Miller.
Yeah, I think just in our conversations with DQ and myself and the staff, we did see, you know, pass rusher is something we still wanted to add throughout the time. During free agency, we looked to add a few guys and didn't work out. So, but we saved some you know, money aside, really, to in order to do this and find out the best guy out there. And I've had a lot of history with Von and know the type of person he is. Obviously, his play speaks for himself. And when you turn on the tape from last year, I was like shocked to see how good he still was and how well he got off the ball and just what type of impact he had on the field. And knowing the type of impact he had in the locker room in Denver, and then, you know, getting unsolicited calls from the teams that he's been on since then, talking about what a great guy he is, that really made it, you know, a really easy decision for us to bring him in. We brought him in a couple weeks ago, or I don't know, been a few weeks now, but had a great meeting with him and just knew he was the right guy to bring in. So we were thrilled to have him.
I think there's a real nice chance that he ends up being exactly what they need. I can't sit here and promise you it's going to work out. But what they really are looking for is a pass rusher who can finish and close. And I don't just mean plays where you get a quarterback to the ground. That's nice. But I mean games. If you look at their pass rushing numbers by quarter last year, by half last year, they were way more successful earlier in games. They really struggled in the fourth quarter of games and just putting teams away. And with as many wins as they had, 12 of them in the regular season, stands to reason you're either even with the teams, they're throwing a bunch in the fourth quarter, or you're ahead in a lot of games, and that's when you should be able to pin your ears back and go get the quarterback. And they couldn't finish. They couldn't close. They're looking for Mariano Rivera, Trevor Hoffman. I guess those are dated references. You know, they're looking for Kyle Finnegan if he was better at what he does. They need themselves a closer. And I think when you look at Von Miller's numbers, who has the get-off time that Peters talked about, fastest in football last year, still at his age, who was immensely productive in the fourth quarter. His pass rush win rate in the fourth quarter last year was over 30%. The team's was under 15%.
Yeah, to borrow from Dan Quinn, and it's, you know, football guy stuff's a little cliche, but the winning time. I mean, to me, games are decided. It's not down in and down out. You need to play well in those too, but it's the fourth and eight with less than a minute left. Whoever gets that wins. That's when you need him. You need him on the two-minute drill when everybody's gassed and nobody can get upfield and it's easier to block because the offense is sprinting the line of scrimmage when they've got the football. Washington ended so many games with the ball, we sort of took that for granted that that's normal. Sometimes the other team has it, right? And
they
can march
down.
Somebody's got to get home, and they had nobody to do it last year.
As a very situationally used kind of pass rush time only player, which is what I think Von Miller is going to be, how many plays does he have to make next year for this to go as a massive win in the record books? I think if he makes four or five big plays, I'm talking about a third down sack in the fourth quarter or a sack fumble in the first half that kind of changes the momentum, then it's probably a really good addition. If he makes six or eight of those, it's a win. If he makes 9 or 10 huge plays, that could be a batted ball in the right time. That could be, you know, just hitting a quarterback and forcing an incompletion to get off the field. Now you've got a punt and they go put the game away with Jaden Daniels having the ball in his hands. You're talking about this being a home run of a move. I know he's 36. It's very possible that what happened not last season but the year before when he came back too soon from the ACL, didn't have any sacks, didn't have any real counting stats in 12 games at all. I guess that could happen, but that has been the exception, not the rule. He has mostly been a guy that still has very, very good metrics strictly as a pass rusher.
Yeah, so think of how they've used Austin Ekeler, right, where you'd love for that guy to get the ball more, but you know you've got to keep him on a pitch count. I expect the same kind of treatment for Miller. If you let him do what they did for Dante Fowler at times last year, said play 65-70% of the snaps, get upfield all the time, he might end up with more counting stats. But that's not how he's best used. I don't think it's how they're going to use him. They're paying him a little bit of a premium for some of that veteran savvy for a guy that's been around with a lot of pelts on the wall. I mean, if he has a decent season, if he repeats last year, for example, he'll be top 15 in the league history in sacks. Like, that doesn't grow on trees, right? So if you think about a per sack dollar amount, it's, you know, that number used to be $1 million per sack. Now it's gone up to a degree, but you're talking about 6-7 sacks or a couple plays affected. What a bargain at this point. And you had the cap space to do it, and it's only for a year. There's no bad contract here that's going to expire. This move makes a ton of sense to me because, again, I see it as a, this is how it's going to fit, right? They're not doing it where in years past, like the old, the then Redskins under Snyder Company going, we got Von Miller. That's our new star. No, it's not. This is a role piece, and that role is very specific, and they're in desperate need of it. But I don't see them saying, our defense is solved now because we got this part-time guy.
It very, very different than what a lot of people are going to draw the link to,
right,
of 2000. This is not a four-year, $60 million deal,
right,
for 36-year-old Von Miller. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a one-year deal where he's trying to chase a ring, he's chasing a parade, and you're trying to, your wants and his wants maybe align here. You're trying to get 6.5 sacks. T.J. Watt, Myles Garrett, Micah Parsons, DeMarcus Ware, your all-time leaders in sacks per game, and Von Miller's right there in that group behind those guys. Now, something we have not really talked about is some of his off-field stuff that I didn't realize because it's been so long. I frankly had forgotten. I saw it when they signed him. It's not what I think of when I think of Von Miller, which is my own issue, I suppose. But I've been surprised by how many Commanders fans have brought this up every time I've tweeted something or said something about him. For people that don't know, he had an arrest in the past where he was involved in a dispute with his, I think, then pregnant girlfriend. And there was an assault that led to a suspension. And Adam Peters was talked about that and about the character of Von Miller, who he knows. They were together in Denver. He referenced this a couple of times. In fact, he was just asked more generically about, you know, giving players second chances and contracts with guys who have had off-the-field troubles. I want to play that clip here.
Yeah, it's a great question, and certainly, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of players, you know, you look into their, we always look into everybody's background, right? And some are more public than others, but, you know, there's always things where people make mistakes. We're all human beings, and you look at those each kind of individually, you know, each situation individually, try to get the most information you can and make the decision based off that. It's not always, you know, what you read. It's not always, you know, what you hear first off. Just, we all know that in the news. You really got to do your own work. And we have a lot of people that do that for us. And then you either are comfortable with it or you're not. And with Von, knowing the type of person he is, knowing, you know, the nature of situations, we felt really comfortable with that, and we did a lot of research to back that.
So that was Adam Peters. I actually thought that was a really good answer. Look, there's going to be people that, regardless of what he said, are they going to be upset that you signed Von Miller or going to be happy that you did? I don't know that you're changing anybody's opinion with an answer. But he basically said, people make mistakes. We all do. Ideally, we don't make the mistake Von Miller made, allegedly, because, it, you know, just reading about this, police sources claim the pregnant woman accused him of assault. It was his girlfriend. The incident happened at their home in Dallas, November of 2023. She was not hospitalized, but treated for minor injuries. Previously accused him of assaulting her in 2021. So I understand that there's some fans that are kind of rubbed wrong when you go and get a player with that kind of track record and background. But his point is, I know this guy. He's been wonderful in the locker room. We had a guest on, Ryan O'Halloran, who's covered him in two different cities now. And he said, there's nobody more respected by teammates, by coaches, at the building. He said, I can't speak to what he does off the field at home, but I just know in dealing with him as a media member, this is a all-time locker room guy. And so I think that's how Peters knows him, and he thinks he's going to be a nice fit for this organization, and he feels like he's not going to get in any trouble.
Yeah, that's the sense of it now, because you're talking about one-year stuff where it's a, let's say something bad surfaces. You're not tied to this player for years or whatever. It's, you know, think of what they did with Brandon McManus. They didn't know. Something happened. They go, fairly well. It didn't cost him very much.
I find that very interesting,
right?
Though. McManus had allegations on an airplane of being inappropriate.
Yeah. Now, those were unresolved. So they said, we can't afford to wait. This was brought to a close, so to speak, in the sense that he was suspended
imminently. I guess there was a possibility that he could be.
Mm-hmm.
But what they actually said when they cut him, and it was a year ago at this time, by the way, that's why I'm interested in this, was he didn't come to us and tell us what was going on. And if he would have just done that, maybe we'd stand by him, but we're not going to. But you know how I felt then. This guy's a kicker. And if you're a kicker, you just don't get to do that
and
still have your job. Pass rusher maybe is a little bit different in this league. I don't know. But also, this is 2023. It has been resolved. And to some extent, I should just say, he was suspended. He basically did the time for the crime. And the team has moved on, and they're saying he gets to live his life now. So people don't have to like that necessarily.
Totally understand. But
Mike Vick played football again after he was in prison.
Yeah,
he won an MVP award.
And again, I don't know what happened. I've read what everyone else has read. I know that there are allegations that should be taken very seriously, both in terms of the accused and both in terms of the accuser. That's all we can do is take those things seriously. Does he never get to play football again? That's I guess, up to each eye of the beholder. That's totally fine, however you feel on that subject. But the NFL kind of said case closed, and he has played since then.
Yeah, I'm just a believer in if you get in trouble— everyone gets in trouble at different points in varying degrees, right? Whatever comes from that, you deal with. Whatever time you've got to serve, you do. And then you get to live your life again and hopefully do better. And it seems like he has. And I'm very excited that he's here because I think he's exactly what they needed. You also heard the clip, by the way, that Peter said they set money aside to come back to this. You and I have suggested all offseason.
Yeah.
They got to have a plan. There's no way they're going into the year with this group on the edge. And he made it pretty clear today. They knew whether it was him, he didn't name these other guys, or Za'Darius Smith.
Mm-hmm. Or Preston Smith or somebody.
Yeah. One of these other players that's still out there, they knew they could call up Jadeveon Clowney at the last minute and say, get in here, we need you.
Yeah, and you also noticed when he said, we're trying to sign some other guys, it didn't work out, but we set money. I'm going, well, who are the other guys? I'd love to know what that was. Right, I'd love to know what other defensive ends or edge rushers that they were interested in that didn't actually end up signing here. Were they in on Josh Sweat or Harold Landry or something like that? That's just fascinating to me. But yeah, they set it aside for one of these vets who's going to skip all the spring stuff, who could kind of come swooping in here mercenary style to try to win a ring for not that much money. And it made sense. That piece always fit.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. You're listening to The Fan. We are 20 minutes away from D.C. City Council Chair Phil Mendelson joining us to give us an update on whether or not there's going to be a stadium built at the RFK site. Next, though, that phone call between Donald Trump and Josh Harris that we've got some intel on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to five players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
At 3 o'clock, we're going to talk to the City Council Chair, Phil Mendelson, on what's going on with the D.C. City Council and the stadium. Of course, now you've got some federal government involvement. The President, Donald Trump, saying that he will get involved and he can put the kibosh on this stadium deal if he doesn't get what he wants, which is the team to change its name. We'll ask Phil Mendelson about that coming up at 3. The truth is, we have no idea if Trump has talked to Harris, right?
We don't know.
Owner of the team, president of the United States. We know that they met at a press conference. We know that they were shoulder to shoulder at one point. We don't know if there's been a phone call in the last day or so. But we have an idea of what it might sound like if there was a phone call.
Right. You know, like on Unsolved Mysteries when Robert Stack's going out there going, we're not really sure what happened, but that here's a dramatic reenactment. We did that.
By the way, do you know how many of those people in those dramatic reenactments used to have tipsters call in on them? Have you ever heard about this?
No. What do you mean?
Someone did a documentary on it at one point. So, like, when there's an actor who's being the guy who abducted the girl for, like, one of those shows, someone would see that actor out and about, and they'd be like, oh, my God, I see
him. I see the guy.
And so those actors that would play those parts of the bad guys would so often have, like, police pull them over or show up or whatever. They're like,
here's my SAG card. I just did a role in Unsolved.
I played this guy. They think I'm him. It's not him. It's actually me. This is how the phone call would go. Between Trump and Harris.
Hello, this is Josh Harris. Josh, it's 47. So we're going to talk about it. So many people are talking about the beautiful team name and you changing it. People are saying, they're saying this, it would be so great for you to do it. So much excitement and very big winning. Well, Mr. President, I can certainly appreciate that some of our fans would. I have to tell you, I thought it was so unfair how they made so much fun of you when you shook Joe Buck's hand. Everyone can see he overextended. It was so far out that it was a no man's land. It was very awkward, and he deserves all the blame. Everyone knows it. Well, thank you for saying that, Mr. President. It was definitely a human moment, but our fans, and why don't you just pay Timmy? The receiver who's done so well there. He caught passes from so many terrible quarterbacks. They were Doo-Doo Brown. Do you need any help with the deal? I'm very good at it. No, sir. We are actually making... Anyway, I gotta tell you, this is going to be so great. I've been thinking, and here's what we're gonna do about Trump Field at Trump Tower Stadium. I'm sorry. What did you just... It's gonna be so beautiful. We're talking some burgundy, but so much gold here. It will... really pop and be so beautiful. Then remember the old drawings and the renderings. They were so bad, but there was one great idea there. We want the moat, okay? We're going to have a moat there and actual alligators in it, and they'll be so strong that no one will jump in. Well, Mr. President, my partners and I are still working with the D.C. Council and the mayor, and we're going to build so well, so strongly. We'll have a big jail for the Cowboys fans. It'll work so well. Sir, I was listening to some sports radio the other day, the failed and weak show, Grant and Dave. Not many people know them, but I do. I know so many things, believe me. But super loser Grant Paulson was talking about the stadium. Yes, actually, Grant has been one of our strongest stadium advocates. So-called Grant Paulson, he told his dumb, stupid loser co-host, David, or maybe it was Donnie, such a bad show. Terrible. One of them who works on the show, Ryan, said he'd never seen wedding crashes. Can you believe that? But you won't talk about it because you're dishonest. Anyway, here is the deal, okay? Are you ready? Sure thing, Mr. President. So you have to call them Redskins, no problem. We're going to make them Redskins. It'll do so well, believe me. A few other things. In my suite, we're going to need so many Red Baron Circle pizzas. In the fridge, at least 13 bottles of Sunny D. We're also going to have one of those TVs on that looks like a fireplace, but it's just a TV. Have you seen those? This is one of our great American businesses. They make such a great product. It's a video of a fireplace fire. Mr. President, I'm not sure we'll be able to change the name or name the stadium after you. Josh, so many years ago, when I was a fighter pilot, I did so well, believe me. I had such a strong record. I encountered a MiG-28 and went to an elite flight school, and I met a girl with a boy's name. I lost my very good friend, but I kept flying. Sir, isn't that just Top Gun? Is your point that, like, Maverick endured a really hard setback? He kept going because the cause was bigger than just him? No, I'm saying a statue of me flying a fighter plane should go right at the front entrance, next to the other statue of me holding a space laser sword. Okay, well, thank you for calling, Mr. President. I have so many pictures. Believe me, some of the very best artists made them. One at a carnival who makes your head too big in the picture. He does such good work. He drew me flying the DeLorean. That one goes right next to me, stopping the dinosaurs like Peter Quilt did when he was in a different movie about dinosaurs. Hello? Josh? Okay, for the record, I hung up first.
I'm just glad we got a listener.
Somebody.
An extra listener. There you go. That's how the conversation...
That's what we think.
...went.
Our best guess at it.
As far as we know.
It's our best guess.
Here's a guy next that has had some conversations with the president. The D.C. City Council Chair Phil Mendelson joins us on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.